doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is BESTBETS travel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com. Find Menus for All on Facebook or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show,
live.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I think Chris had too many Girl Scouts.
Hope you can call in.
Sugar.
Hope you can call in. 407 is the phone number. That's, let me say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Maybe you got something to say. We've been talking about Canes. Oh, for those people that are tuning in for the first time, they turn their dial on the radio and say, what is this? What is this show all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And this show, well, we try to make it informative, educational. We try to make it entertaining and fun. And hopefully soon we'll be able to get you some jobs as well.
No.
Listen, folks, we've been talking about, what are you talking about now? Sheila Young's in the background. That's the one who's laughing. She's the co-host. Sheila Young, for those who don't know, otherwise known as Sheila Old. Sheila Young.
Watch it.
Michael, if you're going to do another trivia, now would be the time
okay.
to do it.
And that's my wife, my better half, talking
yes,
as well.
Yes, because me our
what
exciting guest
here.
Is calling in
and
a few
Golder,
minutes.
And then the two co-hosts. Mm-hmm. We're going to go right now to trivia time. Trivia time. Okay, now is the time to call in. This song was a number one song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Number one song. Years ago.
Years.
Long.
Black and white. Long time ago.
Uh-huh.
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same, going to Kansas City.
You might not know who this guy is, because he was called in those days what they call a one-hit wonder. One hit, number
one. Don't that still exist today?
And you never heard from him since. And I'll tell you what, back in those days, if you called my house, you know how poor I was? That if you called my house back in those days and nobody answered, the phone just kept on ringing. We were so poor, we didn't even have, listen to this, we didn't have an answering machine.
I don't think they had them
they
back then, Michael.
It didn't mean you were poor. It just meant it wasn't the normal.
You didn't have
norm.
Them.
Right.
I'll tell you what else they didn't have back in those days, besides an answering machine. you didn't know who was calling.
No caller ID.
Wait, there was no busy signal when we were on the phone?
If you're on the phone, there was a busy signal. That's all. Yeah.
And I remember when call waiting came into effect. We were so excited
about that. That's a big deal.
407-894-1680 for anybody who knows this song. I'm only going to wait another minute and a half for anybody. Because you probably may never guess this song. Who's singing this song?
I don't know. I know the song, but I don't know who's singing it.
Number one song.
I heard you.
Can you tell me this?
Yeah, I can tell you this.
What?
All right. I feel like flying. I feel like traveling.
Okay.
And we're going to go up to East Meadow, New York, better known as Long Island, New York. And let's talk with our good friend, the one, the only, Brad.
Brad? Brad?
Hello, Brad.
Good evening.
Hi, Brad.
Is
How are
that you, Brad?
Yes. My dad told me about the show, and I thought I'd give you a call and to see if I can win some Subway food.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Brad, hey, you the man. Tell Dad we say hi.
So are you, Brad, are you visually impaired?
I'm sorry?
Are you visually impaired or are you sighted?
No, I'm fine. You're fine, too, but I can see fine. I'm not visually impaired.
That's good. That's fine. I'm glad you listened to the show. I'm glad you like the show. Well, I don't know if you like the show, but I'm glad you're calling in.
All right.
I do like you. It's an interesting show.
Thank you.
So who do you think singing that song?
Who do you think singing that song?
That's Wilbert Harrison.
You're 100% right. And you just won yourself a gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hope you tell other people about the show as well.
I shall.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good week.
You
so
too.
Hold
Take care.
Wait, you have to hold
Thanks
on.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy the show. See, it pays to listen
to
the Blind and Beyond radio
Chris
show.
Chris, his address.
Don't hang up. You got to give your address to Chris so he can send you out a gift card from Subway.
You got it. I'll hold.
Okay. Thank you.
Chris. Thank you, Brad. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. That's
Long Island.
Brad, Long Island.
Very cool.
So let's go back to our debate that we had before.
Okay.
All right. 2 minutes to the break.
I cannot understand. For those folks who are listening to this show that are sighted, maybe you can call in too. If you see another person that's blind, well, maybe you do feel sorry for them. I don't know. But the point is, should they feel embarrassed? I don't think they should feel embarrassed.
Well, I will tell you that when I wasn't using a cane and I was in the store and I was walking into people or pushing a cart somebody, I would be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Right.
You know,
that's worse.
I'm so sorry. But, and people would look at you like you were an idiot.
Right. Or you're drunk then, or something else.
Well,
right.
Yeah. But when I started using a cane, the tables turned.
Right. They turned out of the, they move out of
and
the way.
People actually would come to me and say, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to get in your way kind of attitude. So it does present a totally different attitude towards the sighted community.
And I've had people, pardon me, I've had people when I go in and I'm using a cane, they would let me go in front of the line.
Hey,
I've
got somebody on the phone line who wants to just want to stop in and say hi from Tavares, Florida. And then we're going to take a break and our guest caller is on the phone line.
Okay, who is it now?
Miss Anna.
Anna Lee Rose.
Anna Lee Rose, that's right.
Anna Lee Rose, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Interesting topic you all are talking about this evening about using the cane.
Yeah. What about you?
Give us your opinion.
Yeah, do you use a cane?
I do use a cane, and I had partial sight before. At first, I did not want to use a cane. And I was stumbling sometimes over things, and I kept thinking, oh, I can still use my sight, what I have left. But then I saw a friend of mine in college using her cane and how she got more responses and more assistance from other people. And that turned the tables for me to use the cane. And people were telling me, oh, that guy smiled at you and you ignored him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that makes a big difference. People know you don't see well.
That's right. And then they don't think you're rude.
I have one question for you. Are you embarrassed? I'm asking you personally. You don't have to tell me the truth, but I'm just asking. Are you embarrassed that you're blind?
No.
Okay, good. Because I'm not.
Anymore.
I just want to know.
It was at first. It was tough to get used to it, and everybody goes through the grieving process and the changes. And the first time I started losing my vision, I shied away from my friends and started staying with myself and didn't play with the kids across the street because I got tired of saying.
We're going to break. I'm sorry, honey.
Thank
we gotta
you,
go.
Darling.
I'm sorry, we got to cut you off. I'm sorry, darling.
Thanks
for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Sorry, we're going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AccuVision.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AccuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you.
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Hey, Lynn.
Michael.
You got a beautiful guest on the line
right
now.
I am so excited tonight. This is going to be so interesting. And I would like to welcome, and I know you will welcome him after I'm done. We'd like to welcome Dr. Andy Rosenfarb. And Dr. Rosenfarb is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. He's board certified in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine. And his medical practice is in Westfield, New Jersey, and it's called Acupuncture Health Associates. And we would like to welcome you, Dr. Rosenfarb.
Welcome, Dr. Rosenfarb.
Oh, thanks, guys. Michael, it's so great to be here. How are you guys doing this evening?
Okay. Good. Listen to that music.
Hang on.
I love it.
Hey, Doc, we had to throw this in for you. We do this the whole month, especially for me, because I do the same thing you do. So, Doc, from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Happy birthday, Dr. Rosenfarb. From Stevie Wonder.
Gotta love my Stevie.
There you go.
We celebrate the whole month around here, Doc. Happy birthday to you.
Right.
I'm a January birthday too, Doctor.
Yes.
To Dr.
Right.
Rosenfarb.
Introduce Sheila too. So.
Next to me is a co-host, Sheila Young. She happens to be the president of the state of Florida for the American Council of the Blind.
Good evening,
Wow.
Sir. How are you?
And Sheila has RP.
And she also has RP.
Yes, I have retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh.
So tell us.
So tell the folks exactly what you do, Dr. Rosenfarb, and how you can help them.
Great, great. Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on the show. Pretty straightforward. What we're doing is we're actually helping people help manage their eye conditions, primarily dealing with things like retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt's, macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, these kind of acute and progressive vision loss conditions. And obviously, we know that there's no cure available right now. There's a lot of awesome stuff in research in terms of stem cell and gene therapy and. But until that stuff comes along, there's not too much. There's some, clinical trials going on, but there's not too much really available right now. There's talk about diet and supplements, but there's no real treatment, and people really don't know what to do. It's kind of like most of my patients who come to see me are like, hey, they're kind of thrown with the doom and gloom diagnosis of, hey, there's nothing really available for you. Maybe 5, 10, 20 years, there's stem cell or gene therapy. So what we've done is we've created a program that incorporates naturopathic medicine, acupuncture, diet, lifestyle, nutrition, and targeted supplementation to help people manage these conditions because we've been able to identify a lot of the underlying factors that can accelerate these progressive vision loss conditions. So we've had really a lot of tremendous success in terms of really trying to recover some lost vision for some people, but more importantly, really helping them preserve the vision they have, at least until something better comes along, some gene therapy, stem cell or something.
Dr. Rosenfarb, here's my first question of the night, if you don't mind. Can you help someone besides they're visually impaired? Can you help them if they're totally blind?
Well, that's a great question. So my criteria for accepting a patient to qualify somebody into care is they have to have at least light perception. Like if somebody was born with like no light perception or there's been an injury or a disease process has progressed to the point where there's absolutely no vision, no light perception whatsoever, it's really hard. And again, I will tell patients like, hey, if you want to try it, we can give it a shot. But my criteria is really to have people who at least have light perception, like some activity going on. If the nerve fibers are shot and the optic nerve, the retina is totally shot, scarred over, whatever, it's really hard to get those fired up again. But, hey, I've had some cases that, I was really convinced and I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to help, and there was some response. So I've learned to tell people, we'll always give it a shot, but generally to answer that question specifically, if there's no light perception, then it's really a difficult situation.
So if they have light perception, you got a shot at it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Michael, would you like to invite people to call in if they have any questions?
Folks, if you would like to call in and speak to Dr. Rosenfarb about your condition, or if you think that you would like to ask him a question about what your eyes are like, see if he can help you, call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Next time, you don't know, maybe he can help you. Did I say that correct, Dr. Rosenfarb? You can't help everybody, but there's a lot of people you can help.
Right, and it's not. There's no magic cure. We're very reasonable. We have done our methods, or the acupuncture methods specifically, the electroacupuncture. We've run trials through Johns Hopkins and Nova Southeastern, so we know it works. Clinical efficacy on the protocols we established, we're about in the low 50%. Clinically, we get around 80% measurable response for patients who qualify. And we have a very, very strict process for qualifying patients, because obviously we want to make sure that they are going to get really good results. And having been doing these types of treatments for the last 22 years, I have a pretty good understanding of who I think I can help and who I can't. So we definitely don't accept all patients, only the ones that we think will have a positive response.
So, doctor, this is Sheila. What is the process of determining if somebody is a good candidate?
A good candidate? Well, again, a great question. So first and foremost, we want to find out the history, like what's going on. We talk to people like, you know, what condition do you have, obviously, first and foremost. Then how advanced is your condition? Is it stable? Is it accelerating? Are there any other health factors going on? Are you on immune suppressants, steroids? Is there diabetes or other health conditions that can complicate, you know, a systemic factor? Because even though we're talking about eye diseases like retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration, it's been my experience and my perspective that these are systemic diseases that are just showing up in the eyes. For example, most cases of macular degeneration are rooted in cardiovascular disease. It's the same disease process, just expressed in a different area of the body. So at least 75% of my patients with macular degeneration have themselves or a family history of cardiovascular disease. We're looking at the underlying systemic factors that are driving these conditions. With cases like retinitis pigmentosa, it's been my observation that a lot of the cases are autoimmune driven. Now, science hasn't kind of caught up to be able to do testing for anti-retinal antibodies. But we have seen that the majority of patients who come in, there again is some family history, a lot of family history of autoimmune diseases, a lot of first generation RPers, even though that, you know, we know it's quote unquote a genetic condition. We're seeing more and more first generation cases that are kind of like, well, if it's genetic and nobody in my family has it, you know, what's the deal? So we're really doing this underlying deeper exploration. Of what's causing it, because we, of course, we want to help people recover some vision and keep their vision long term to the best of our ability, but that's not enough. We really want to understand the underlying nature of what's going on, what's driving these conditions.
And do they come to you for the initial qualification of whether they're a candidate or not, or do you go to their eye doctors and get their information and...
Depends. How does it work? So we'll start off with a phone conversation. We start talking to people, either myself or I have my assistants are trained and they know what kind of questions to ask. So if I understand a case and it's pretty cut and dry, then, you know, I'll determine if they're qualified. If I'm not sure, then we'll get medical records from their eye doctors, reports. Sometimes we even get blood work if need be to get a really broad spectrum of what's going on with people. So it's more of a process where people will contact us, they'll inquire, they'll let us know about their condition, we'll find out where they're at, what they're looking for, and we also want to make sure that they're kind of on board with it. You know, we want to get people who are really, looking to advocate for their vision and really open to trying, you know, whatever can help, you know.
If anybody out there would like to speak to Dr. Rosenfarb, call in now, 407-894-1680. So, Dr. Rosenfarb, tell us more, please.
Yeah. So some of the other factors that we've identified in terms of the deeper levels is that there are three main factors that drive a lot of these conditions, which most people probably have some awareness of. The first is blood flow to the eyes. And one of the things we really look at is maintaining good blood flow to the eyes, good circulation. All the cells are like little mini versions of us. They need to breathe, they need to eat, and they need to get rid of toxins and get rid of carbon dioxide. So as long as there's good blood flow to the eyes, and you guys may not have known this, but the retina is the highest oxygen-consuming tissue in the entire body. That means it's very, very sensitive to oxygen fluctuations. So if people have low oxygen, either due to anemia or maybe breathing issues, when the oxygen levels drop in the body, the retinas start to stress out. That's why patients often say with like RP or macular degeneration, they say, hey, my vision gets better when I exercise. Is that possible? Yeah, because we're increasing the peripheral blood flow and increasing the oxygen in the body. We also know that a very common complaint or, report from patients with RP and other like retinal conditions is that vision will decline during times of stress. And we know that one of the effects of stress is vasoconstriction, where the blood vessels actually start to constrict and the blood flow to the eyes is reduced. So when we have vasoconstriction because of stress and reduced blood flow to the eyes, that's not going to be good either. So regulating blood flow through acupuncture and exercise and, different types of practices, massage, around the eyes, acupressure can really be a significant difference. Second factor is inflammation. Inflammation is a big thing, not only in alternative medicine, but conventional biomedicine has really hot on inflammation as being a source of disease. And we know that certainly can impact a lot of these conditions. And then the third is oxidative stress, where free radical damage can accelerate the aging process of the retina, the macula, and the optic nerve, even the visual cortex and the prefrontal cortex of the brain, basically the entire visual system. So our strategy is to really evaluate the level, the blood flow to the eyes, and if that's, kind of appropriate and at a healthy rate, identifying inflammation, and beyond that, having a level of sophistication to really look at where the inflammation is coming from. Because you could take, fish oils or turmeric or curcumin or any of these anti-inflammatories, but you need to know where it's coming from. Is it coming from stress, emotional stress, or autoimmune processes, or allergies, or side effects, medications, or toxicity in the body, dehydration. So you need to really source the inflammation in the body.
Dr. Winslow, I got to interrupt. We have a listener I'd like to talk to you.
His
name is Dan, calling in from Orlando. Dan, you're on the line. Talk to Dr. Rosenfarb.
Yes, hello, doctor. Good evening.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, my question was, I have retinitis pigmentosa, and I was kind of curious for a patient who may have something like RP, what kind of tests do you use to determine how effective the treatment is, such as, do you use lines on an eye chart or changes in rod cone density or, OCT scans, probably the whole gamut, but I was just kind of wondering
great question. So one of the biggest, the most important factors for me is doing testing before and after. Now, the treatment really works is we'll do a series of baseline testing, which will include visual acuity, which is reading near and far. We test visual fields. We test color vision, contrast. We do OCTs because, as you probably know, RP, a lot of people with RP have this condition called CME, cystoid macular edema, which is a little like cysts. So we want to, not everybody knows they have that. So we monitor for that. So we'll do the testing, run patients through a series of treatment, and then retest. And obviously, we love to hear when patients say, yeah, I'm seeing better, and things are brighter, and my visual field's better, and my night vision or dark adaptation's better. But we also want to look at the metrics. We want to see an objective, quantifiable improvement in addition to the subjective responses that people report.
Dr. Rosenfarb, we're going to go to break. We'd like to hold you over. Would you like to stay over? We'd like to talk to you more after the break. Would you hold over? Okay,
happy
we're going to hold you over. We're going to go to break. We're going to hold you over. And any of the listeners, if you want to call in, hold over.
We're going to hold over Dr. Rosenfarb.
Dan, thank you for calling in. Anybody else would like to call in? Call in after the break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Rosenfarb. Don't go away.
On the front
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Dr. Rosenfarb from New Jersey. And let's say he's still on the line. Dr. Rosenfarb, you're still on the line, I hope.
I am.
Good. We have another caller I would like to talk to. His name is Nigel. He's calling from South Florida.
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton, Florida.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Nigel. You're on
Good
the line
evening.
Talking to Dr. Rosenfarb.
Firstly, I just want to greet and wish Happy New Year to Madam President. Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Nigel. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I am good. Did you have a question for the doctor?
I will be there on Tuesday. I wanted to let you know.
Okay, good. Willing,
I will be there.
Okay, speak to the doctor.
Yes. Good, Dr. Rosenfarb, good evening.
Good evening, Nigel. How are you today?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Here's my situation. I am currently seeing for another medical condition one of your counterparts in Delray Beach. He operates out of the Alive and Well clinic, Dr. Ed Scarlett. My particular situation is labors congenital amaurosis. I do have a minimal degree of light perception. It never came across the communications line between myself and Dr. Scarlett. He might be able to be instrumental in treatment. But what words of advice do you have, doctor?
Well, I would, there's a couple of things. Again, my expertise is more in, you know, looking for diet, nutrition, supplements, recommending things like acupuncture. I do have information on our services and patient education recommendations. If you're kind of looking to get the bare bones of overall idea and flavor of what I do, I have a YouTube channel, and we have a lot of video, a lot of case studies. We talk about a lot of, you know, things that people can do to help manage their vision. It sounds like you're pretty advanced, but, you know, you never know. What acupuncture does is it wakes up some of the dormant retinal cells. And what happens when people lose vision often is it's assumed that the retinal cells are dead.
Hey, excuse me for a moment.
Dr. Rosenfarb,
hey,
hold on.
Hey, Nigel, can you do me a favor? Can you go into another room, or can you turn down your radio because it's giving me feedback?
I can do that. Stand by.
Thank you.
Hold on.
All right, Doc, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. So, so what happens is the cells will go into, like, a dormant state. And this is relatively newer information in neuroscience. So what the acupuncture does is one of the things, one of the mechanisms of action, is that it can actually provide a stimulus to arouse and wake up some of the sleeping cells if there are sleeping or retinal dormant cells. So the vision improvement that happens as a result of acupuncture treatment is directly related to the ratio of dead to dormant cells. So the problem is we don't have scientific instruments that are sensitive enough right now to actually measure which retinal cells are sleeping or dormant and which ones are active and which ones are dead. So we kind of just have to see how it goes. We kind of bring patients into treatment. We'll do a baseline. We will do some treatment and gauge their response. So it's really a matter of combining things like, again, acupuncture, nutrition, supplements, and anything to kind of dilate, get the blood flow going to the eyes, stimulate the brain and the whole visual system. So
we have another caller,
Dr. Approach.
We have to go to another caller.
Thank you, Nigel.
Thank you, Nigel.
Okay.
We have another caller. We're calling you from West Palm Beach, Florida. Linda. Linda, are you there? Linda calling you from West Palm Beach, Florida.
I'm here.
Hello, Linda.
Linda, you're up. Talk to Dr.
Rosenfarb. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi. Hi. I just had a question. I fell a few times, not from any problem with balance, just rushing, and I have a permanent floater now.
Uh-huh.
And my eye doctor said I better not fall again because I can detach my retina.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of something like that?
I have. And it's usually due to dehydration of the retina, which is a natural aging process. Our bodies basically dehydrate and oxidize. So a lot of the times when you see thinning retinas, which happens with age, what we look to do is to try to hydrate. And there's two types of fluids in the body, oils and water. Pretty much mucus is one too. But we're really looking for fluids like water-based fluids and oil-based fluids. So the recommendations we give people is to increase hyaluronic acid, which is really good for floaters. You can get that at any health food store. Increase your water intake. Take things like fish oils or flaxseed oil or really good omega-3 DHA, and even CBD is really popular now as an anti-inflammatory neuroprotectant.
I think my brain adjusted to the floater. I notice I get it with stress more.
Yeah. So that's an indication that inflammation and vasoconstriction are more of a factor going on. So that's really what we'd go after. If we know it gets worse with stress,
We know that it's more of like, because when we get stressed out, we know that the blood vessels constrict. We know that inflammation increases. So we'd want to really focus on, again, hydration, use hyaluronic acid, but also with your case, look a little bit more to manage inflammation and blood flow.
Well, thank you, Linda, for calling.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Rosenfarb, I wanted you to I hoped that you would stress that people visit you from all over, not just
they do.
They come from all over.
They do.
So if you would like to talk to Dr. Rosenfarb, and you're all over the country, you can fly in
Don't
to
worry.
See Dr. Rosenfarb.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want people to know that.
And what was your question, Sheila? Dr. Rosenfarb, a question, Sheila.
Oh, doctor, I am one of those RP patients who I'm the only one in my family. Nobody's had it. You know, we don't know where it came from. I don't have any visual acuity. I don't have hand motion. I can't see colors any longer. Is that, I mean, would I still be
perception.
A candidate? Go ahead.
So you're asking, you're too far gone?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, you have light perception, you said.
Again, I go back. I've learned after doing this for almost 23 years. Mm-hmm. Again, I kind of go by my, hey, if you don't have light perception, it's really unlikely it's going to work. Mm-hmm. But I've seen so many cases, even really advanced cases. I mean, I've had people come in who are like virtually no light perception. I had a guy come in a couple months ago who's working with advanced RP. And after treatment, he could see shadows, like crystal clear. He couldn't see much anything. But I'll give you an example. He was like in the shower, and he's like, "Wow, I was actually able to like see my arms and see my legs and wash my body." And like for him, it was like just that little, hey, I can see my extremities. I could see, you know, an outline. So it is possible. Like I never tell anybody who's interested in trying to see what we can do to help. If there is some light perception, in my opinion, it's worth a shot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's not
going to
hurt. That's the great thing about acupuncture. It will never, ever, ever make anything worse. The worst case, it just doesn't, you're just not going to have a response.
Right. Okay. We've got another question, doctor.
Thank you.
All righty. We have.
Gary then?
No, Linda.
We just spoke to Linda.
Okay. All right. It's Gary. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, because I got another call.
Another Linda?
I think it's another Linda from what?
Hold on. Just called from West Palm.
All right. Well, it's Gary. Gary, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a lot of calls. It's a lot of calls coming in.
Ask your question, Gary. All right. Quickly.
All right.
Gary,
you on the phone? Talk quick.
Hey. I want to talk about Gary. Back in the day. With the telephone, you're talking about call waiting.
Gary, talking
to the doctor right now.
Wrong show,
Gary. Wrong show, Gary.
All right.
Okay. Bye. All right. Who else, Chris?
All right. So the other caller that we had on the phone line, I do apologize. It was Alan from Miami, Florida. Alan, are you there?
There you go.
I'm still here.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Alan, you're on with Dr. Rosenfarb.
Hey, Alan. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Okay, I'm vision impaired on this side, and I have glaucoma.
Glaucoma?
Yes. And I use the drops about three times a day. The main one is for at night, and the other two is during the day.
Yep.
And I do use my cane a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, I didn't let them use my cane because I was ashamed of it. Now I use a lot.
What's your question for Dr. Rosenfarb?
Al, do you have a question for the doctor before we say goodnight?
Okay. What is good for glaucoma?
Well, here it's a great question. Really simple, really fast. I could summarize it really quick. So conventional biomedicine, your glaucoma specialists are going to focus exclusively and only on your eye pressure with either procedures or medication. What I focus on is the optic nerve. We're focusing on maintaining the health and function of the optic nerve and trying to recover. Again, you can have dormant cells in the optic nerve just like in the retina. So we're trying to wake up any of the cells that have gone asleep in the optic nerve, improve, night vision, peripheral vision, whatever. But our objective is Western medicine is really good at managing eye pressure, so we kind of leave it to them to do that. we focus on the health integrity of the optic nerve.
Well, thank you, Alan, for calling. We're going to say goodnight to Dr. Rosenfarb. Dr. Rosenfarb, before we say goodnight and happy birthday again, can you give out the information?
And also, I listen on the radio, too.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Dr. Rosenfarb, please give out the information so people can contact you.
Oh, yeah. So our clinic is in Westfield, New Jersey, and as you indicated, we have patients. Most of our patients are from out of the state, out of the country. They fly in for a week or two treatments, and the phone number there is 908-928-0060, and our website is AcuVisionAcupuncture.com, and we also have a ton of information, free patient education information, on my YouTube page, which is Dr. Andy Rosenfarb.
And it's also on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. All the information with Dr. Rosenfarb is on blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
There are a lot of testimonials also on YouTube. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to have you back, Dr. Rosenfarb. So all those folks that are listening, we're going to have Dr. Rosenfarb back.
And enjoy the rest of the evening with you.
Happy birthday, Dr.
Rosenfarb. Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to break. Good night.
That was Dr. Rosenfarb. And those folks that are listening, he's real, by the way. He is real. And you should check him out. If you think you would like to, we'll talk about that another show. For those folks that may like to see again, well, you should contact them. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com. Find Menus for All on Facebook or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and, crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael.
Busy show.
I want to thank you all for having us in your home, wherever you're listening to the show.
That's the fastest 2 hours I've ever sat there.
I know.
Hey, Lynn.
And you speak from experience, 8 years for this, right?
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
Yes, Michael.
What do you have to say for yourself,
I got just
kid?
A little show wrap up.
Okay, wrap it up.
All right. So join us next week, same time, same place. And co-host none other than David Hillebrandt will be here in the studio. Looking forward to that. And Sarah Hinkson from the Keystone Association for the Blind in Pennsylvania will be calling in, as well as our friend Elizabeth Kelly, owner of Best Bets Travel. So if you have any travel arrangements on the horizon, don't forget to call Elizabeth.
Sheila Young, you got something to say for yourself, kid?
I just want to say thank you for having me. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
For
always
joining
a pleasure.
Us.
You're more than welcome. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes. And what's your name behind? What's his name?
Chris Chuck Shaw? Willery.
Chuck. What's
Chuck
your name?
Willery. Chuck Willery.
Oh my gosh. That's a name from the past.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll tell you. Yes, sir. I'll tell you, sir. I'm right here.
Good
right
show,
here.
Chris.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do,
much.
Man.
It's a nice show.
Yeah, yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. I got the himbo talk. I know you're going to catch it tomorrow.
Well, thank you all, folks, for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you were entertained
a
little bit.
What a show. What a life.
Okay.
Hey, happy birthday to you, Sheila.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You won't see her now.
Yeah, it's our birthday month, so happy birthday all month long,
Chris's
Sheila.
Chris's birthday, too.
Shokes, it's been real. Folks, it's been real.
Shokes, it's been real.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You know the routine in 1 week. Same time,
good night,
same
everybody.
Place. Good night, all. Love you all. Stay well. God bless. Good night.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.